You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Brethren, there are people the scripture says we should imitate. And it's showing us that those we call the fathers of faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all those names in the scriptures, the Bible says they inherit the promises through faith and patience. Sometimes, you know, we have faith. Sometimes we believe. The problem is the patience. Patience and faith are two sides of a coin. You see, you must carry the two. You must have faith on your right hand. You must have patience on your left hand. The two must go together. It is not sufficient, brethren, to have faith. We must have patience. That's where many people falter. There is a need for patience. You see, so there is a promise. And you see, what God offers is promises. 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 So God offers promises. You believe it. Between that belief and the fulfillment of that promises is patience. That's the longest distance. Is patience. We must walk with God with patience. It's amazing how patient God is, brethren. It's really amazing. Thank God for the little life that I have lived. I've seen things that it took God about 20 years to respond to in my life. 20 years. Sometimes I marvel at God's patience. You know, God will be touching a young life at 17. Yet that young life will not be ready for God until 50. But God is not in a hurry. God has eternity. He's not in a haste. The scripture is assuring us that we will inherit the promises. So we should follow the example. In walking with God, please keep this in mind. It is not just faith. Sometimes you are disappointed because you know you truly believe. And you are wondering why nothing has happened. What about patience? What about waiting? Abraham waited. Isaac waited. Jacob waited. Moses waited. David waited. Even our Lord Jesus Christ. There is need for patience, brethren. Another word for patience is endurance. There is a need to endure. So it's like faith and endurance, or faith and patience. You know, patience is going through things that is not palatable, not conducive, not comfortable. But yet, you keep your calm and you just keep going, trusting the Lord. You just keep going. I want to tell you the truth. There is need for patience. Many issues are table before the Lord. I believe God has heard me. But I have learned now that I must exercise patience and just keep waiting. Sometimes you pray for somebody to be saved. But you want the person to be saved in 1 week. But you need patience. It's not that God didn't hear you. You truly believe when you prayed. Exercise patience. That person will be saved. Exercise patience. Trust God. I saw a video of a man who said his dad prayed for 32 years for him to be saved. He was an atheist. And after 32 years, he came to know Jesus. Patience. May the Lord grant you grace for patience. Grace for endurance in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. To find out more about the Living Throne Ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.